Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. This is episode I don't know what. It's been a minute.
One of them.
It's been a minute. I am joined by two wonderful, amazing friends and men in general. good buddy Steve. Hey, Steve. Steve Dallaire.
Jenny, how's it going?
Good, good, good. And DJ Darren back in the house.
In his house. What's going on?
I'm excited for the show. It's been a minute since we've done a show, and then B, like a multi-person show, a multi-guest show, tag team show, if you will.
This is my first.
Yeah, well,
that was the first for everything.
First threesome on the show, and it's two. As Steve said earlier, it's two Canadians against one American. How do you feel about that, Darren?
You're going to move to Canada? Well, actually, no. Wait, never mind.
No, don't. No, don't.
Yeah, your guy's a douche.
No, yeah. We're trying to move there, so don't.
God. But he is pretty.
You can have all the looks that you want, but like Jesus Christ. All right, I'm not sure where.
Really throwing stones about who's running whose country?
Oh, Sleepy Joe! Oh, that horrible bag of douche. Yeah. He needs to go.
I'm sure he's a really good grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's a really good grandfather.
He's the one that likes, you know, to sit on his lap and, you know, gives you kisses or smells you. You know,
just remember, I work in a prison, and that wouldn't go over well here.
Yeah, grandpas mean something different, totally different.
so you're a correctional officer?
No, I work in the shipping and receiving. We ship all the license plates for the province of Ontario.
You ship and receive?
Your prison actually presses license plates?
Yes, they do.
Oh my God, I didn't know that was actually still a thing.
Nope. That's their debt to society when they're in prison.
Yeah.
Wow. And do they get paid for that?
Nope.
They don't get paid at all?
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, but sorry, they get like a couple of chocolate bars and some pop, and that's
all
about it.
All their commissary.
Yeah.
No, just once a week we give them a couple of things, and then they send them back to their cells.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's not like America where where some of these guys, because I've seen so many people just on TikTok alone that are in jail or prison that have cell phones, and they're in their cell doing videos and doing lives, and I'm sitting there going, how is that legal? Like they're sitting there making, tattoo machines out of, pens and.
They're on inmate.com.
Oh, right.
Okay. So Darren, that's an American thing, not a Canadian thing.
Okay.
I work in the, it's more of a short term inmate process. It's a provincial system. They're only there 2 years, so that's a day. But then we also have a federal system where they're long-term inmates.
Right.
They get more perks in the federal system, but they don't get cell phones. Like you can have like a radio or something like that in their cells. Federal system, they have electricity in their cells. Provincial, they don't.
Okay. That's different. It's amazing how you see, like we're just so used to seeing stuff like that. And then you go to another country and it's like, oh, they don't have all that. Just like, my buddy Paul, Goonie Dad on TikTok, seeing him over in Surrey, England, just talking about their police department, and they're walking around with just batons. They don't have guns. They don't have and it's like, oh my God.
it's
just a culture shock.
So fun fact here, I know down in the States, if you're convicted of a federal crime, like a major crime, you lose your voting rights down in the States.
Yes.
Or most of them. Here in Canada, you don't lose your voting rights.
Oh, so you can entire family and still vote for your prime minister.
You still get
right?
to go vote.
That's so silly to me. Why would you not have the privilege of voting when it's so crucial, and they want everybody, every campaign, they campaign so hard for get out and vote. And then they take that opportunity away from people who've committed a crime or made a mistake or wrongfully convicted.
So you're speaking of voting and getting people to vote. Do you have a flood of, do you border another country where, the wall is just like that, not there, and we're letting millions of people in the, your country to vote? Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Where are they coming from?
People are coming in from
Greenland
by the droves. Yeah. Oh yeah, people are coming
Europe.
From Mexico,
let's
from
just
Nigeria.
Say Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, but people are coming from the states now over.
Yeah.
So people who have gotten into the US illegally are now coming over here illegally.
Well, the one thing, I mean, when Trump became president, you still didn't get a hold of Whoopi Goldberg or Alyssa Milano. You know, they were all supposed to leave and, you know, go to Canada when if he got elected. Still didn't happen. Still a little pissed. I'm not looking forward to Jumping Jack Flash 2, you know, so Whoopi can get off the View and go back.
Whatever you do, just keep Will Smith's wife name out your fucking mouth.
Right. But Jenny, do you realize that we did do one thing? We gave them Justin Bieber.
Oh, but I like Justin.
He leaves a mug. Hey, he leave a monkey
with your name on it, Steve.
What's it?
You have a mug with your name on it.
Yes, I do.
Do you have your own mug brand?
The
no, legend. I got it for Christmas.
Oh.
Says Steven, the man, the myth, the legend.
Love it.
Very nice. Definitely very nice.
I like the Biebs. I don't know. I think he's a good kid.
It's just like all of them. They got into the business way too early. Didn't know how to handle it. I mean, the kid bought a monkey and then left it in a German airport.
He bought a monkey with him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was like a marmoset. He actually
tried to take it with him, so, and got in trouble with it.
It's like Johnny Depp and what's her face? They didn't declare their dogs, and where were they? Yeah. Italy or something like that?
Yeah.
Australia.
So again, I'm not sure where you want this roller coaster to head.
Yeah, we've got a few topics on tap.
All right, real quick, I just got to ask this because it popped up on my phone as a bit of news.
Yeah,
it says about Canada is implementing transgender total totalitarianism.
We always get into this debate, you and I. We always get into the gender thing.
Well, it says introducing a new bill that would punish, prosecute, jail, and fine up to $25,000 for protesting or offending anyone in the LGBTQ community.
Mm.
So if you protest or offend anyone, you can go to jail and up to $25,000 fine.
What? Because they're putting that under a hate crime? Is that what they're doing?
I don't know. Just kind of
probably
what I read.
Listen, I every time I leave the house and I have to drive where other people are on the road, I'm offended every day.
Right.
So I'm not being compensated for that.
I don't even care about them anymore. It's just whatever the hell's going on, I'm offended by the person next to me.
When you're driving on the road, is that when you get lost because your GPS isn't working?
The GPS does not work. It's not me. It's one of those toxic relationships where it's like, it's not me, it's you.
Make a U-turn now.
Yeah. No, what the thing is that the GPS works, is I just don't believe it. Right. So it'll say like, oh, turn right here. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that.
and then you have to phone a friend and ask them, where are you? And how, what do I need to do to not be where I am? And
yeah. And then the friend starts using terms like north and three blocks west. And then you're like, I'm in the wrong game. And then the friend goes, do you want me to just come pick you up?
So I'm guessing you guys had a meetup and
and she was going
went one way, the other one went the other way.
I was going in the proper direction, and when I got a said phone call, I found out she was going in the wrong direction.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, they have like Google Maps on your phone. You know, you can easily forget that.
She doesn't believe it.
I have a GPS in my work van, and it's gotten to the point where using my phone, I can get to places 10, 15 minutes quicker than my regular GPS because, it'll take me way out of the way just to get to where I got to go. This one takes me through the smallest of towns, roads. Like, why are you in this tiny little back road, you know, community? I'm like, because it cuts me, you know, 20 minutes through. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. My lack of faith in the GPS is so bad. Like when my parents came down and I drove them back to the airport, it said to drop them off at arrivals. And I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Like my dad was so patient with me. Like we circled like three times and he's just like, it's just, if you just turn right, we're there. It says arrivals, but I'm like, why would I drop you at arrivals when you're clearly departing? Like what? So I just didn't believe it. So we circled like a couple of times and I was like, I guess it's arrivals.
So Aaron said mishap. She drove home And I drove to her place and grabbed her so that we could go and grab food and all that.
So how far did you drive to him to turn around?
Was this last summer or two summers ago?
2 summers ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
Was it a long ride? An hour?
I had to double back to go get her.
I think we were going to play golf, right?
We were going to the driving range.
Yeah. We're going to the driving range.
Jamie wanted to learn how to golf and play and swing. And so I did my best attempt to to show her how to swing a golf club. I still have that video, by the way.
I mean, I didn't do too bad for a first time golfer.
No, you didn't. But the one where you hit the ball and shot it straight up and then it landed right at your feet.
I don't remember that. Anyways, we have a lot of things to go over today.
Darren, I have the video.
I would definitely. You should do a TikTok of that. That would be fantastic.
What's the response Trump is using? My previous statement and everything therein, I refuse to answer.
Oliver North, didn't he just say, "I don't recall"?
I don't recall.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My favorite was the guy from the Johnny Depp trial, this so-called psychologist who was a fucking nutter, who was like, who had all those exaggerated like facial expressions, who was trying to compare Johnny Depp to his character in Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. And he had
that one.
Exaggerated mouth thing that he did.
But not even that. Johnny Depp had the best comebacks. Of those lawyers. It was like
a mega pint.
We had a mega pint, and it's like, how big is a mega pint?
Oh my god. So were you there? You were married to so and so.
Is that in gallons, ounces?
I just loved how he asked if you were there.
You were drinking a lot last summer. Were you there? I love it. Love it. That was such good television. And speaking of celebrity trials, the most recent one, not nearly as good, but interesting, was the Gwyneth Paltrow one.
I heard part of that. I didn't catch the entire thing, but I heard her make a comment that this guy ruined her skiing weekend. You know, this guy's complaining of like partial brain damage.
Yeah.
They had the best CGI video of them coming down the slopes and how he actually hit her, even though he was in front. However that happened. But it was like, I was watching like a movie. I'm like, holy crap. They really went to like Lucasfilms to get, you know, Skywalker Ranch to get all these, you know.
Well, she did miss half a day of skiing, Darren. I mean, let's be half a day.
So anybody that names her kid Apple.
Yeah.
And apparently she's been found not liable.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't know if you saw her bone broth video that everyone's attacking her for. Apparently that's all she fucking eats. No kidding. She works out all day and eats bone broth. Woo! Wow.
What the hell is bone broth?
Bone broth? It's like a consommé.
You take bone and marrow, put it in, boil it in water, and then just drink it.
Yeah.
Like the basics. Huh.
Yeah. But she
that's healthy.
She is like 97 pounds soaking goop.
That's her company. That's not her.
Yeah. She weighs nothing. Like, there's no way that this tiny,
so
like infantile frame of a woman.
Is she still married to Chris Martin?
No. But they still, apparently they still get together on do family trips and all that.
Oh, well, that was the same thing with Demi Moore and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce Willis. Poor Bruce Willis.
Yeah. His dementia. So did you hear what he originally sued for?
No.
$3 million.
$3 million.
And then he dropped it to $300,000. And here's what his ground. It's like, I Googled it. It said,
that's when you know you're going to lose.
Yeah.
He had a brain injury. He broke 4 ribs. And he was missing out on the enjoyment of life.
Mm.
Do you know the guy's name's Terry Sanderson? Do you know what he's best known for? What he does for a living?
Isn't he a dentist or something like that?
He's an optometrist.
Optometrist, yeah.
Apparently, he couldn't see the outcome.
He's what? He's what?
He couldn't see the outcome.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, I ruined your joke.
Way to go, Jenny.
No, you know what it is? With the Zoom, every time someone, like, if there's a noise, it scoots over to that audio. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if I'm talking.
Oh,
like,
the green box jumps around?
It just did it. See? Like, yeah. So, sorry. Okay. So, take two.
Did you know what he did for a living, Jenny?
No. What did he do, Steve?
He was an optometrist.
Oh, you don't say.
Apparently, he couldn't see the outcome of the whole process.
And scene.
Well, you know, apparently when he's skiing, he took his eye off the point.
Yeah, well, it's not hard to miss her. She's wafer thin. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
But is she Canadian?
No, definitely not.
No, you're
what?
You're not.
You know what? I don't know.
What is her? I don't even understand what her company is about.
Like, Goop? Oh, Goop. I googled it too, by the way.
Well, first of all, the name, I'm not a fan of the name.
Oh, you're gonna appreciate this.
Please tell us, Steve, what is Goop?
So it started off with skincare and fashion and has expanded to sex toys.
Why, Gwyneth? Why? Yeah, there's something about some eggs and some candles I heard.
They were all over her about bad smelling candles.
Yeah, there's apparently a candle that smells like her vajayjay. And I'm like, why would you? What's the shipping cost on that?
Is that a fish market?
Oh, okay.
So, what? Sorry, was that my outside voice?
Tuna's on sale.
Well, okay, so something exciting is happening in the U.S. right now. Trump is being indicted. Indicted?
For what?
Indicted?
That is the dumbest thing that is going on right now. Just from, you know, like my perspective. You know, it's one of those where it was something that happened over 7 years ago.
The statute of limitations
already ran out. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, you have a state that is full Democrat, full blue, you know, that voted for Biden. Of course, these people are going to vote, you know, to indict him. Okay. Because you're not going to get anybody that's on his side in New York City. Mm. You had the federal, you know, that didn't want anything to do with him. You had the state of New York that didn't want to bring him, you know, to court or anything else like that, because they knew that they weren't going to win. This guy who, you know, brought him, I forget his name.
You mean the district attorney?
Yeah. To me, it's a witch hunt. That's all it is.
Alvin Bragg.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming out about him now that he's actually withheld a lot of information, especially during, what am I thinking of?
Today,
Junior. Yeah. The investigation. Yeah, and there was just a lot of stuff that wasn't brought in, you know, to let people know like what went on, and it actually comes down to his accountant. His accountant put it in the wrong column.
Aren't they using this like sort of slim loophole as the reason to get him up on charges about something?
They're trying.
Else?
Like, they're hitting him with 34 counts.
34.
Yeah, 34 counts of it's like
falsifying business records, which is a minor crime in the States, but they're trying to go for the max.
Yeah, of course.
And Bragg, there's some skepticism to what was going on with his stuff because they were saying that his legal theories were out.
Sorry, the dog is like having a Spence, get out.
And were having like there's some absence of some support on that information, which I think is what you were saying. He wasn't giving all the information. So now there's some questions in the background on that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and they've brought in an ex porn star as well. On this,
yeah, Stormy Daniels. It was all about that supposedly they allegedly had some sort of relationship and he, you know, paid her off. If I stand correct, Paula Jones went live on TV with her lawyer and held up a check for like $815,000 that she received from Bill Clinton And, you know, because of, you know, sexual assault or, you know, whatever, right. whatever, you know, whatever happened with her. But then now you turn around, you had the same thing with Monica Lewinsky. It's like yep. All this stuff that, you know, came out, you're going to tell me that you're not going to indict them for lying, for using government money, you know, to pay off these people. But Trump turns, you know, turns around and didn't use federal money. Used his own money. The guy's a multi-millionaire, billionaire, whatever he is. You know, used his money, but they put it in the wrong, I guess his accountant put it in the wrong slot or whatever it was. But you're still looking at seven years.
Trump has that problem himself, putting things in the wrong
probably.
Slot.
Probably.
Hence Stormy Daniels.
Hence Stormy Daniels.
But I mean, you look at the amount of people that have done worse than him. I'm sorry. You look at our current... Tons. So,
But that's not the standard of being a good person though. Someone's done worse than me.
Right.
You know,
have you paid attention to our current president and his son and, you know, everything going on in China and monies that is being found in accounts that was given to him because he's the big guy and he gets 10% of all that, you know, his crackhead, you know, son that, you know, does, you know, meth live on, you know, the internet while he's on video and smoking crack. And have you not seen these videos?
Crack is whack, Darren.
sounds like the DARE program.
Sounds like the ex-mayor of Toronto, Ford.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wasn't he just a piece of entertainment for a minute and a half?
He was, yes. Darren, don't worry about it. It was a mayor that got caught smoking crack and all of
no,
that.
It's the same thing with Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Yeah. They caught him in the hotel smoking crack with a prostitute.
Yeah.
So
he must have known Ford.
What are these people thinking? Like, they're like, if you're a normal person, you're going to get caught doing that shit. So like when you're a public figure or you're in politics, you're 100% gonna get caught. You think you can, like, what are these people thinking? They must be on drugs. That's the problem.
Yeah. I don't think they care.
I think that you part think of the care. Reason they're going after Trump.
No, that's an interesting perspective. Why would they? Because their whole life and job and career and everything is on the line when they do something like that.
Yeah, but a lot of stuff has gone on with more people, and there is so much stuff that has probably gone on that nobody knows about that they've paid off. Okay, so for. I can't even tell you. I'm a fan of the World Wrestling Entertainment, you know, the WWE. Yeah,
yep.
So if you follow that, you've seen recently Vince McMahon paid out $9.3 or $9.4 million to women over the past 20 years that he has either inappropriately, you know, had a relationship with when he was, you know, married or inappropriately touched girls that have gone after him. And finally, all these girls that have finally come out and said, hey, I can prove it. I have text messages. I got pictures. I got video, you know, and he turns around and basically kind of gets shunned from his own company. He didn't care. You know, he thought that he'd be able to hide it for so long until finally it all came out.
At a certain moment in time, you've made so much money. You've lived your life. You're like, you know what I mean? You're kind of over it, I guess, you know.
They also have a bit of an ego, too, where they think they're untouchable, right?
I've got Epstein.
I've got all this power. I can do what I want and not have it affect me. I think that they're going after Trump right now is because they've tried impeaching him, what, twice?
Yeah.
And he's come out saying that in the next, he's planning on trying to run for the next election.
Oh, he will.
Again.
Yeah, he already said he's running
for the
nomination.
And again, I think that's probably part and parcel of why this is all happening, right? Because that happens every
time. They're trying to pin him down on something so he can.
Yeah, but isn't that the nature?
I'll send you some videos recently of, you know, Biden making, you know, comments where he's like, we'll make sure that he doesn't come to power. We'll make sure that he doesn't get anywhere near the presidency. So their problem right now is they're trying to do what they can because the primaries are coming up.
But isn't that the nature of every election? Like everybody who ever enters the race or the running to become president, isn't that the nature and the history of this process where as soon as they enter, it's like, okay, the clock starts
everybody
ticking.
Goes dirty.
And then everybody goes dirty. They pull out all of their dirty laundry. Like that's just like... The only person I have not seen them do that to on a large scale is Obama. Like he literally had there was no skeletons in the closet.
No, like, you don't pay attention to what's going on.
No, he had some.
No, yeah, there's a lot, especially
other,
now.
Women?
He just took off for Kenya. Let's put it that way. There was already a whole thing. He just took off. He's going to go take a nice year vacation in Kenya, where he just goes, I'm going back to where my family is in my motherland. So didn't we just go through that whole process of, you know,
born
in the U.S. and
it's not that but
there was some Congress people and everything else. Why read it? Leonardo DiCaprio is being interviewed for some court case, and he admitted that there was millions of dollars that were given to, you know, Obama for, like I said, I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it was illegally, you know, like it was kind of like backdoor, you know, money. So again, he's got a million, you know, skeletons in his closet. We're still trying to figure out if Michelle's a man or a woman.
Oh my gosh. She is a wonderful woman. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I think they're no different than the rest of us. We all have stuff, you know.
So everybody has skeletons.
When you're talking about Biden and him making his speeches, how do you know if he's coherent or not?
He's got to be so jacked up on Adderall, steroids, you name it. Because he
watched the videos. Oh, he's shaking hands with nobody. He'll go up to a podium and turn around and shake hands with nobody. They just had the whole Easter Bunny thing on
the White House,
you know, the White House back lawn. They turned around. You see the Easter Bunny grab the president and have to walk him back into the building. It was like, because he kept on doing one of these, and the bunny went, "Oh crap!"
Well,
grabbed him and walked him back in.
If he's sick, we should be concerned. But
they should invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him for not being coherent enough to hold the position.
Well, he's elderly. That's the reality of the. He's elderly.
Then you don't belong as the president of the free world.
Oh, well, I don't know if that constitutes not belonging just because you're elderly. There's tons of elderly people that are high functioning, but
I'm surprised
he's not high functioning.
With when he ran to become president, he beat Trump. I called out and thought that within around the year mark, they would deem him incompetent, and then Carmella, is that how you say it? The vice president would take over being president
Kamala.
For the rest of the term.
Oh yeah, Kamala, the first.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, the first Indian.
Don't come. Don't
yeah,
come.
Yeah, the first Indian congresswoman, but then all of a sudden she became the first black vice president.
I thought she was black.
She changed, you know, ethnicities and nationalities and, you know, everything else. It's like, wow, that's pretty amazing.
She's a mixed bag.
Everything here, I mean, I don't follow your politics there, so, you know, I don't know how, you know, it works over there, but here it's a shit show. We allow, you know, our government officials to, you know, make millions of dollars. We allow them to make decisions that are because they all feel it. I'm sorry, if you pay attention to the way Democrats are compared, you know, the way Republicans are, you know, obviously they have their different sides and the way they vote, but, you know, they turn around. I'm sorry. Our country here is being destroyed with what's going on. This left-wing agenda, you know, it's a complete and utter, you know, shit show here.
So why don't you run, too. Darren? Why don't you run, enter the election for
sure?
Yeah. I mean, I'll campaign. Hey, I'll make some t-shirts.
Crap, I didn't even graduate high school. I mean, that would be perfect for me.
And you're already smarter than Biden.
Well, yeah, probably.
Well, don't think that it's not any less of a shit show here. Like, our government has been throwing money at people coming from other countries, like their immigration funding. Yeah. They threw, I don't know what, millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in COVID for people to stay home.
Liquid cash.
Because of all that, now the government's got to recoup all that money. So what are they doing? Ontario's the highest tax province in Canada, and they've just increased everything again.
Now, are you guys in the same part of Canada, or?
Yeah, yeah, we're relatively close. Yeah,
we live in the same province.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, a couple cities away.
Yeah, okay. So, like, as an example of that, like,
groceries are the most thing.
I don't know. booze prices have slightly started to increase. But then when 30%. You talk about groceries, my buddy went to get lettuce yesterday, and he said three heads of lettuce would normally be like $3. It was over $8 for three heads of lettuce.
Right now, it's between six and seven, depending if you get the organic or the regular type, but it's between $6 to $7 for a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
When I used to be able to go to the convenience store down the road and get it for $1.59, $2.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at almost, $8 for, 12 eggs. And I mean, this weekend we have, Easter here. So it's like, of course, and I got to go out and spend a ton of money, on all the eggs.
You're going to get a bunch of eggs on Easter.
Well, yeah, because Jesus laid eggs and returned. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, even like butter, butter's pretty much doubled in price.
Oh, yeah.
Here. So, but again, you're talking about how the government makes all these great, wonderful decisions. And then what happens? We end up paying for it in the end.
Well, I think there's always been an element of the government's not doing their job, or this guy sucks, or, we vote someone in and then, they backtrack on some things, and then we're like, we hate the government. We like them. We hate. There's always been that sort of that love hate element. But I think the situation that we have now with our current elected official. fuck, it's bad, bro.
What point do you?
I feel like he's just like, I didn't vote. I don't remember the last voting process, but it feels like he's voting himself back in and staying there. And I'm not quite sure how that's happening, but.
So he keeps going back in history and keeps apologizing and throwing money at things that has already been dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
at what point? Had enough of that.
do we move forward? Why do we keep going backwards on everything that's happened 50 years ago, 100 years ago?
Because if you re-traumatize people, then they stay stuck, right? They don't flourish. They don't grow. They don't move forward. They don't get past things, right?
So, well, what is it in California now, besides, California and like San Francisco? So I have a buddy of mine that just moved out of California because it was turning into a complete disaster, especially San Francisco.
I hear that.
All the homeless and, it's turned into tent city. I remember when I was younger going to, San Francisco. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
But now people crapping in the streets, Google pictures of San Francisco. It's just tent cities, homeless everywhere.
Crazy.
But also too, now if you can prove that within your family, if you can go back in history and find that someone in your family was a slave, they're going to pay you, I think somewhere over the amount of $5 million in reparations.
I'm a slave to these grocery prices. What the fuck are we talking about? When am I going to get my check?
Right. But I mean, instead of moving forward with everything, it's shit. We need to apologize to everybody. I get it. Maybe we should apologize. Christopher Columbus should come back and apologize to the Indians, here in the U.S. because he obviously thought he was an Indian. India, wasn't. Killed people. It's like, how far are you going to go back?
So as much as we were all over Trump earlier when he was running for president, one of the few things he said that actually made sense, surprisingly, was
I love black people. I love black people are great. I have a lot of black supporters.
Yeah, but you got to see what he did for that. I mean, you can joke all you want, but the amount of stuff that he actually did for them.
Yeah.
Okay,
but he pointed out that when he made his speech is that not one person alive today has ever been a slave, and not one person alive today has ever owned a slave.
Right.
Well, if you're talking to Kanye, slavery is a choice. So I don't know. Well,
that's just record sales.
Yeah.
Balenciaga.
Well, that's the Illuminati. We don't really want to get into that,
Well, don't forget the Masons.
The Masons. Oh my god. Oh shit.
My grandfather was a Mason.
So was mine.
So was mine.
Yeah. We're all in the same cult here. We didn't
all have
know
the
about
secret
it.
Handshake.
Uh-huh. How does that go again?
Whatever happened to you? Remember that guy? That, you remember that guy that came out and was talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z for a minute, like Uncle Bob or whatever the fuck his name is, and he was like, "Oh, it's trying to like throw all the shade to Beyonce and Jay-Z and like out them and say that they're part of Illuminati and that their business arrangements or is their marriage is a business arrangement." And then they
probably,
yeah.
And who cares? They're making money from it.
Yeah.
No, but he was like trying to like spill the tea, and then he's like, "Ah, oh, I'm gonna just keep these videos because you'll never see me again." And legit, bro, we've not seen this dude anyway. Like, is he alive? Like, is he like?
He's with Elvis cooking burgers somewhere.
No, Elvis is on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen it. He's a I forget. I'll send you the video when I see it next time. He's a pastor at some church.
Oh, is he
somewhere? Oh my God! They do the side by side pictures. They put his voice, you know, with him and the way he. Oh my God! Yeah, Elvis is.
So there must be a whole lot of hip thrusting and jiving when he's doing his sermons.
A whole lot of shaking going on. I mean,
did you see the movie, the Elvis movie?
Yes, I did.
No, I heard it was good though.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
My mom loved Elvis growing up, and she watched the movie, and she now hates Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Because of how well he played the character of.
He did a really great job in that role. Yeah, he did.
What part did he play?
He played the Elvis's manager, the one who embezzled all this kind
Colonel,
of.
Colonel, I almost said Sanders, but that's not the right one.
Yeah. Colonel
Parker, chicken, huh?
Colonel Parker.
And the movie shows how much Colonel Parker manipulated Elvis
in his career to stifle
him from the stuff that he really wanted to do. And the movie depicted that he was kind of the driving force why Elvis ended up hitting drugs so hard, because he was very insecure.
Hmm.
He was a bad actor too. I don't think he was a very good actor.
Well, he wanted to go serious, but nobody would let him.
Yeah, really? He was originally.
So
everything
was musical?
No, he was a really good actor, but then the era that he was in, people like didn't want to see him in a movie unless he was like singing and doing.
Well, that's what I meant. You know, Blue Suede Shoes. So, what is
yeah.
The, yeah,
Blue
but
Hawaii, all the other ones.
What was the first movie he ever did? Because apparently that was a very serious role, a very a very intense role, and he was given praise for being such a good actor in his very first movie, and then he never did another movie like that again.
Can't remember. He wanted to do more of those. Darren, if you get a chance, you should watch it, because it also shows there was a handful of times
Love Me Tender
really bucked the system and did things his way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was a white person doing that style of music at the time, he got a lot of heat for it.
That was the first version of Eminem.
But that was his style of music, because they tried to change him from doing that style of music to something different. So
have you seen The Whale?
Yeah, well, it was white guy basically doing like gospel, but he was doing, if you want to say, black music at the time.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of the way he went. I mean, you know, from the pictures that showed, all right, you grew up in the ghetto and, you know, everything else that went on from there. But, you know, you look at it now and that's why Eminem used to make jokes about Elvis, you know, because it was the same thing, you know, where white kid, you know, using, you know, rap and everything else and taking somebody else's culture and becoming really popular off of it.
But Eminem has a fairly large respect from the community of rap.
Right, right.
Like Elvis had a huge amount of respect from musicians that grew up
in that culture. That was right? where
they heavily accepted him, because he just did his thing and he was the one that was showing their music to the public.
Right, right.
So it was impressive to see, like, even when you wouldn't remember the Christmas special, but the song that he sang at the end of the actual Christmas special
wasn't the
song he was supposed to sing, and he caught a lot of flack for it, but it turned out to be one of the most predominant Christmas songs ever.
So moving, so emotional. Wait,
Blue Christmas?
No. It was like I believe something like that. It's one of my favorite songs that he sings, but I can never remember the title of it. Yeah. If I can dream, that's what it's called. Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
But you know what? I was surprised you recently posted, Darren, a video. I was surprised to see this. Of did you go and see the grave site of Whitney Houston, or you just have a video? You
no, she's right around the corner. Right around the corner from my shop.
I was so surprised at the what.
How small the gravestone was.
I don't know what
was.
The right terminology is to use. I don't want to be disrespectful, but it was very lackluster, very small.
You look like Michael Jackson's in a huge mausoleum, California, gold casket, everything else. I don't know if, you know, she got the gold casket treatment. I don't think she did, but yeah, I would have figured, because a lot of people who did see my video turned around and was like, oh, I thought she was in a mausoleum. I thought that she was, you know, in somewhere. And it's like, no, she's buried. Her and her daughter, you know, are buried right next to her father.
Right.
So, I mean, we got to figure too, you know, Whitney
Houston. Well, I guess maybe they wanted to keep it modest if her father's tombstone is not.
I guess, but it just seems
so like, I don't know. I just expected to see something so much more magnificent than.
Well, you got
to
figure what Whitney was worth when she died. You know, she was already good. She wasn't worth, you know, the millions that she used to, because with the drug problems, you know, with her, you know, daughter's problems, you know, her and Bob, you know, all the stuff that was going on with her and Bobby, you know, a lot of that, you know, took a lot of money away from her. And especially she wasn't putting out albums. She wasn't doing any touring. So that money just kept on going out the door or up her nose. Mm. You know, so, you know, it's one of those where.
Crazy.
You know, the money just disappears very quickly. But I mean, to where she's at, I mean, I have a friend of mine that's actually buried in that cemetery. So it's like, it's not like people know the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Actually right around the corner from hers. I don't know, off topic, but have you ever heard of the John List?
John List, no.
Yeah, John List. He was a guy who in Westfield, literally right around the corner from the cemetery, killed his entire family.
What?
And then he disappeared. This was back in the 70s. And then he disappeared for, you know, a few years. So the first.
That was before Jenny's time.
Yeah. So the first episode of America's Most Wanted, you know, here in the US, that they did a whole thing where they did the List family murders to have something, you know, on TV. They did a clay bust of what this guy, you know, looked like. They turned around somebody that was married to him and the people that worked with him. So he ended up leaving and going to like Michigan and a couple other places, you know, here from Jersey, and then left, you know, changed his name, social security. Now he changed everything and became a completely different person, got remarried and everything else. And when they turned him in, and he was charged, and he spent the rest of, you know, his life in prison and everything else. But he was caught by that show, America's Most Wanted.
Wow.
On their first episode. So it was.
Who's the host of that?
America's Most Wanted was.
The original one.
It wasn't John Walsh, was it?
Yes, John Walsh.
John Walsh. Okay.
Yes, because his son.
Adam.
Yeah, Adam was kidnapped and murdered, and they still haven't ever found the remains of his body.
Yeah, that's sad. Did they not find it like 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Did they not?
I don't think so.
Maybe they caught the person who committed the crime. There was some resolution there, I thought. Like 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, check it out. But back to the Whitney thing. Yeah. I mean, it's a small, you know, cemetery. It's just three head, but I mean, it like her headstone where, you know, you saw her face.
Yeah.
It was kind of like already engraved into it. It's already wearing away. So it's like, I had to get at the right angle when I was filming it to have the sun, you know, hit it just to be able to see it. And it just says, you know, Whitney E. Houston or something like that. And it says the voice, I will always love you. And it's like, that's it. It's amazing that somebody.
I just kind of felt sad, a little bit sad when I saw that. I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a beautiful. Yeah. You can see on the screen there for anybody watching the show. In video form, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. It's elegant. It's tasteful. It's, you know, it's fun.
It's not gaudy.
But it's not.
No, it's kind fine. Of just in the table, shape of like a teardrop.
Thought it would be. I just wasn't what I expected. More? Yeah, I thought it'd be more. I thought it'd be bigger. I thought it'd be more grand. I thought it would be more of a tribute type of thing. And it just, I don't know. I was just shocked to see it. I just felt a little bit sad, but.
In the end, nothing, you know, nothing really matters. I mean, you're in the ground, and then what? I mean, they used to have security at that funeral at the cemetery for maybe about 6 months because after she died, everybody wanted to come in,
right?
You know, and see, but you know that stopped.
Yeah,
but look, you know, okay, but look at when celebrities pass away. So in Whitney's case, she didn't really have anything left when she died,
right?
But then Prince dies, and he's got. People that are saying they're family members that yeah. So his whole background and estate is in limbo in courts and yeah. And who but owns what?
Paisley Park is still a museum. You know, you can go in, but you well, can't.
That's close to me, us here, like closer to me than you, Steve. Yeah. But yeah, but look, Drake and Prince and all those homes, they're close to me. They're close by. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was in Canada. I thought that was here.
No, it's Prince's house.
He had a home in Toronto.
Yeah.
Was that where the vault was, or was the vault in the one he had down in the States?
Oh, is the one in the States is called Paisley Park? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the one in the States.
Oh, okay. Well, he had, so they all kind of live in the same, it's called the Bridal Path.
Yeah.
Down here, and they have like bigger, larger homes here and stuff, but
then they just fight over it. Like who?
It's yeah. In Minnesota.
Crazy. It's in Minnesota. See, and his problem was that he did. So the rumor was that he would fire a lawyer every year and hire a new lawyer because he got screwed over so bad in his early career.
Yeah.
And he didn't trust anybody. And he was asking the models that he would hang out with what they thought he should do with his financially. You know, how should he invest his money? He wouldn't ask any professionals because he'd gotten screwed over so badly that.
Well, that's when he turned himself into a symbol.
Well, and of course he obviously worked himself terrible because he had like stomach issues. He couldn't eat properly and he wasn't being looked after medically properly, I guess.
Well, they said he died of what? A prescription overdose.
One too many of those happening. Listen, you know what I love about this show is it brings people together, and you, Darren, and you, Steve, have never met before. No. I have to poop, so I'm going to give you a topic, and you talk amongst yourself for about 3 minutes. Jelly roll, CMT awards, jelly roll. I'll be back.
Who the hell is jelly roll?
I didn't see the CMT awards.
No, neither did I.
You know what, Darren? We'll change the topic and talk about something else.
That works. What are you looking at?
Well, I wrote down some things because you just never know with her, right? What to expect.
That's the whole thing. As you notice, it goes up, it goes down, it goes left, it goes right, it kind of goes off the rails, goes back on.
Right. Like I'd said, she was talking about topics like social media and electronics. Like,
right.
What some of their problems and solutions are. I didn't know if she wanted to participate in that. I wrote down... you know how she used to do your three random questions?
Yes. She would always make me pick one. I never knew what the hell to ask her, or I'd come up with the most weirdest shit, and she'd be like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to answer that one. Yeah.
So of course, I wrote down 5 questions just in case. So, you know what? I'll ask you one of them. How's that?
Okay, sure. Shoot.
What is the weirdest food combination you enjoy to eat?
Weirdest food combination. I'm a Kraft mac. You know, I box macaroni and cheese. I don't. You know, I'm not the Velveeta type. So you know, the crappy powder. I like the Kraft. You know, mac and cheese with hot dogs.
I'm sorry. I'd rather like deodorant. See, and you know what I get razzed about, and I didn't think it's that bad. Is I will make a fried egg sandwich, but I put peanut butter on it.
Peanut butter. That's interesting. I don't have problems putting it like. I don't know. I don't. Maybe that wouldn't be bad. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a person. I'll put any type of meat inside of eggs. You know, like if I'm frying up something, you know, sausage, you know, salami, doesn't matter if it's turkey that's, you know, I got from the deli. It's like, ah, throw it in the pan, cook it up, mix it up with the eggs, and I'm good.
Here, I got another one for you. If you could be invisible, what would be the worst thing you'd do?
God. In my mind, where's the nearest locker room? No. Yeah, well, am I invisible forever or just for a short amount of time?
Let's just say for a short amount of time, for you to be able to do one thing. If you could be invisible and do it, what would you do?
Oh, crap. I'd probably rob a bank if I could, or, you know, somewhere with a lot of cash to get away with it, you know, and they wouldn't know I did it because I'm invisible.
Right.
I mean, I've got other things in my head.
Or going and getting a little bit of revenge on someone who wronged me in one way or another.
True.
Right?
Yeah. You know what? But I think about the, I don't know, through the years, you know, growing up, stuff like that, I've had a lot of people who wronged me. But, you know.
So you wouldn't be invisible long enough?
No, definitely not. But, I mean, I would definitely, you know, I've learned to kind of just, like, just wish shit on people, and then karma seems to come around and bite them right in the ass. So it's like,
ooh, you know, death spells.
And I'm not. I don't pray. I'm not the religious type, but I will sit there and go, this better get some, you know. And
so, Jenny, the question comes around. Was, if you could be invisible, what would be the worst thing you'd do?
Oh, murder. I mean, what?
The contents of this show is for entertainment purposes.
Trigger
only.
Warning.
So, because I said in the past with doing the show, you sometimes you do the three random questions.
Yeah.
So I wrote down five of them just on the off chance because I didn't know what to expect of you. So I just asked Darren a couple of them. So
yeah, that's great. I'm excited to listen to this back and see all the trash talking you kids are doing.
You know what? We were perfectly polite and gentlemen for you.
Yeah,
we could have gone a different way. I mean, talking about being invisible, but you know, let me just rob a bank instead of standing next to Jenny in her shower, you know.
You know when you poop and immediately you're like, yeah, that's not gonna flush. I just, yeah.
Get the plunger.
No, you know, I will just let it mellow for a minute and see, you know. I made chia pudding. And so, but Steve, your face is like, no, separate, one, two separate topics. So if you know, like, I have two major pet peeves. If you're like a real OG of the show, you know what those are. I don't know if you guys know it though. My two.
You have pet peeves. I thought you were perfectly lovely.
Oh, checks in the mail. Thanks, but I work alone. My two major pet peeves are the wind. Fucking rude.
She hates wind. Yeah, I know that one.
Oh, annoying. And overnight oats. Overnight, every person with you're talking about you want.
They sold that shit on what show was that on TV? Shark Tank. Overnight oats.
Darren, you're talking about like wanting karma to attack certain people, and like, you know, every person who's ever made an overnight oat recipe and put it on social media as if it's the new thing, I literally with love want to throw punch you. Overnight oats is not a new thing. Can we stop doing the overnight oats? Like,
The fuck are overnight oats?
Okay, if people are
wallpaper paste
in general. I'm so sick of oats. Oats are like, who do oats think they are? Like, they're just everywhere. They're in everything. It's too much. It's overload oats. It's over oats. I'm done with oats.
Darren, do you know what she's talking about? Because I have no fucking clue.
I think I don't think shitting was the only thing that she did. You know, when he was in there.
He said the word ear, by the way.
Ear.
Ear.
If you find any drugs, they're not mine. Overnight oats are like recipes that people make like the night before. They put oats and milk and fruit or whatever they want in a cup, and they put it in the fridge so that they can have for breakfast in the morning.
Oatmeal, why overnight? Oh.
Does this have anything to do with the service industry?
Steve?
I gotta ask. Does it have anything to do with the service industry?
You bring up a very sensitive topic. let me preface this by saying, and you know this, we've gone out and done a few things, had some meals and stuff. I am generally, I appreciate the service industry, and I'm generally a good tipper. I'm a 20-30% kind of tipper. The service industry has gone to shit. Like, down to the core of, like, a Tim Hortons.
Oh, you don't like Tim Hortons?
It is so bad. You go to a Tim Hortons drive-thru and you order a tea, one item, a tea or coffee. You got to repeat yourself 3 fucking times.
Why would you go to a place like that for tea? Can't you make tea at home?
Well, now you're just being discriminatory. I mean, I'm a grown-ass woman. I'll get my tea where I want it. Do you know what I'm saying? Clearly, it's not going to be a Tim Hortons.
I have one Tim Hortons for me, and it's probably about 10 minutes away from me. But everything else is Dunkin'.
Well, we don't have Dunkin' Donuts here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And just so you know, actually, if you're going to go get coffee, McDonald's coffee is better than Tim Hortons.
It is, but the problem is, again, the drive-thru, the service, and then you don't get what you ordered. And it takes freaking forever.
I got a bear claw instead of a sprinkled donut.
The point of a drive-thru is to drive through it, not to sit and wait.
What are the little ones called? Timbits?
Timbits. The donut holes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We call them munchkins.
You should know the Timbits, Darren.
I say they're small.
That's what he said.
Just so you know. Yeah? Well, with the way the mic looks like right now, you know. I think I'm gonna move that to the side.
So Jenny, there's a girl on TikTok, and I can't remember, she's a teacher in Toronto, and she was complaining about going through the drive-thru and ordering, and when she gets the bag open, her order's wrong. So do you know what she's now doing as TikToks? She's going up and saying, I'm doing a thing. I just, will you participate? I have $15. Mm-hmm. You pick on the menu what I can get for $15, what you like for me to order.
Comes out right.
And then that way it's a surprise. So that way when she gets it,
she expects the surprise.
So that way if she's not, it's not going to be wrong. Yeah. Like, it's kind of humorous that she's now letting the service people pick what she's gonna. She gives them the dollar amount and they ring it up to match the dollar amount, and then she goes and then she critiques what's in the bag.
But you know what it is too, is it's the time that people are waiting for things. It's the wrong orders, it's the bad service, but it's also, it's, I'm noticing a lot lately, like the attitude. Like it's so bad. Like, these, I mean, I get it. You're working in the service industry. It's not an easy industry. You know, you're working at a Tim Hortons. No, you know, you don't want to brag that you're at a Timmy's or a McDonald's. I get it. You know, we all started somewhere. But you go to order. So I went to order something the other day. I was like, do you have this kind of tea? Nope. Okay.
No, ma'am.
What the fuck? Like, and then these are the same people that are complaining that people don't tip them, and that they want a higher tip, and they want tips to be included automatically. And I'm like, but why though? Why?
Have you been watching your bill?
When you go to a restaurant.
Places have been adding
some restaurants are already putting the tip on, and servers aren't saying anything. So you
or pay convenience them tip on top or something like that.
Well, I have noticed that every time I lately have gone to the Tim Hortons and ordered the same thing, like I'll either get a tea or a coffee or something, a combination of the, every time I order, it's a different price.
Right. Mm-hmm. And all depends on who's
exact,
there. Yeah.
Exact same order. Different price.
You can go with exact change every time, then it's going to be different every time.
Different price. So,
I used to always laugh. I'm not a snooty bucks. I mean, Starbucks person. But it was always the longest lineup because, they took their time to make the product. Now, when you go to McDonald's or Tim Hortons, it's no different. How's that considered fast food?
it's not the one next to me. Every time I go there, literally probably on a weekend where, getting maybe some pancakes or something like that and turn around. Oh, can you pull over into parking spot number one?
Yeah.
And then you got to wait there for another, 5 or more minutes for them to come out and bring you your food. I had one person that came out the other day and literally handed me my bag in the window and then stood there. And I looked at him. I said, "And you're waiting for what? Like, are you waiting for me to tip you to bring me out my food where you should have, you know, when I paid for it to the window to go?" That's what fast food is.
To the window, to the wall.
To the wall, yeah.
what's your feeling?
Not getting a tip. You're getting the sweat dripping down my balls.
just the tip.
What's your feeling on, sorry, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say my last experience at McDonald's, which would be over a year ago, because I won't go because of how bad the lineup is.
Yeah.
I ordered, and Darren, they said, "Can you go over into parking spot two?" There was one car in one. I was in two. A car pulled up into three. So all three of us had gone through drive-through in order. Girl came out with the bags, walked over, handed me my bag, and I looked in the bag. It wasn't even my order.
They don't pay attention to that. I've had that before.
The girl was delivering to the car at the third car. And I rolled my passenger window down and said, excuse me, this is not my order. She goes, oh? I said, yeah. So I told her what my order was. She goes, my apologies. It'll be a few minutes. I'll be right back. So she goes and gets, I'm pretty sure that my order was either in parking spot one or parking spot three.
It's the wrong
I have no problems trading the bag, but oh no. They went, remade my order, handed me my order. I said, what do you want me to do? Oh, you can just keep it.
Yeah, or just throw it away. They won't take it back.
They can't take it back. But I mean,
what a waste of food too. And and these places are the places that are not donating food at the end of the day. They're throwing it out.
No, everything goes in the garbage.
I'm like, why would you not donate all that food? What is your guys' thoughts on on tipping when there's a delivery fee? So if you order in food and there's a delivery fee. So I'm an occasional Domino's orderer because they do the vegan cheese on the pizza. And they have the gluten-free crust.
Yep.
And there's you have your order, and then there's tax on the order, normale. And then you have the delivery fee, which is
it's $2.50, $26. $2.50.
Yeah, it's usually about $6 for the.
Oh, they've upped it then. I used to work for Domino's.
Yeah, but that was in the 70s. Prices have gone up.
See? That was not. It was the.
But what's your view on tipping?
He was hanging out with Annoyed.
I still tip.
You still tip? Yeah, I do too. But I just I don't know. Lately, I feel like I don't know. Like all these people complaining about people not tipping and not tipping enough.
That delivery charge that they're doing doesn't go to the driver.
Right, but they're still making their hourly wage, right? They're still getting paid.
They make less than minimum wage.
What?
No, the people that are out here that do Uber Eats and everything here, they don't make money unless they do deliveries. I have a friend of mine who's
the people that are working in the store that then your order,
they make minimum wage.
Yes, but the
drivers for Domino's do not make minimum wage.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Break this down for me. This is like directions. So the people who work in the store, the Domino's here.
Yes.
The people that work in the store.
That make the pizzas.
That make the pizza will also come and deliver the pizza. They don't have separate drivers.
That's different.
It's not like Uber Eats. I'm not ordering through Uber Eats.
But Domino's here, because my daughter worked there. Uh-huh. You're either an in-store employee or you're a driver. You're one or the other. You're generally not both.
Mm.
So if you're an in-store person, you make minimum wage. If you're a driver, they make less than minimum wage. They get an hourly rate plus like per run, they get a small amount of money and then tips.
Wow. Interessante. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who works for the Uber Eats and stuff like that. And he goes, he's been doing it for 3 years. He did some massive milestone where he's delivered to over I think he's done over 3,000 deliveries, you know, 3 or 4,000 in like the 3 years that he's been doing it. He's gone through two cars. Let's put it that way.
Wow. Crazy.
And he does it where he'll literally wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and keep going until, you know, sometimes when he's burnt out at midnight. That, cause that's how he makes his, you know, living. And he travels. So, you know, so far for, you know, you see sometimes where he'll complain on Facebook of, I delivered this much, you know, food. I had to drive 20 minutes, you know, out of the way. Person gave me like a $5 tip. And it was like, really, you know, if you were in a restaurant, you would have tipped more, you know.
But so yeah, $5 tip delivery is big.
Really?
Yeah, that's
here,
true.
Here, if you get a $5, if you give a $5 tip to a delivery person, like a Domino's driver or whatever, that's big. Normally a tip is $2-3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, no, you gotta give more here.
Well, that was the general rule. That's what they were getting. Some people are tipping more now, but they weren't.
Yeah, before. I usually tip.
I usually tip $5-6 to the driver, because I used to be one.
Yeah. So figure the service industry or any industry into that matter. What happened to us in 2020? COVID hit. Mm. Okay. People that were still essential, even police, fire, EMS, people that, you know, that were considered essential, that were still working.
Okay. Shipping license plates.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. But in those situations where you had other people that were, you know, sent home, and it was like, well, I had a job. What am I supposed to do? What did they say? They said, figure it out.
Mm.
Okay. And then that situation where I worked completely through the entire thing, and I said to my boss, I'm like, you're still sending us out to, you know, all of these locations. I'm a fireman. I do also fire suppression, you know, as my normal 9-to-5 job. I fix and repair fire extinguishers, sprinkler systems.
Yeah. You save lives. Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But going to stuff like that.
The calendar, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, far from that. Maybe
is that when I was 18. In January?
That's my nipple. No, but then you got to figure stuff like that, where it's like, even when I say to my boss, like, hey, are we taking enough precautions while we're still going out, you know, to do that? Well, we're still essential. People still need fire extinguishers. They still need them filled and fixed and sprinklers and everything else. Figure it out. So now that's all we've constantly heard is figure it out. I don't have any, you know, money, you know, the parents now are home with their, you know, kids that are not going to school and they're virtual, or the parents still had the work and it's figure it, you know, you get tired of hearing it, figure it out. Now that everything is slowly getting back to normal, and now businesses are going, crap, we need to hire people. Nobody wants to work. Or if they do come to work, just like you were saying, you know, about, you know, the attitudes, nobody gives a shit anymore, because that, you know, you figure back in 2 years ago, you had a company that had, you know, tons of people that, where your boss goes, hey, I got a waiting list of applications on my desk, you know, that I can replace you tomorrow. Now it's like,
and that's across,
throw
that's
that across at the, you, but you know damn well that's not true, because you're doing
across the board
triple the amount of work.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of people, you know, you're short staffed as it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, you people don't care anymore. They're like,
and it's across the board in every industry.
I'll find another job.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like for where you are, Darren, but so where I live, we have restaurants that are even still today aren't open on certain days because they just don't have the staff to maintain it. And the problem was, is that when COVID hit and our government stepped in to help was the initial reason. They were giving, I think it was $2,000 a month for people to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Every 2 weeks they were getting $1,000 to help pay their bills and cover, to eat and stuff like that. Because a bunch of people were sent home without employment.
Well, over here they gave everybody I think it was 600 every 2 weeks. So it was almost like 1,200.
It was 1,000 every 2 weeks here.
Yeah, us, it was only maybe like 1,200 a month. But so, but people were that were also collecting unemployment at the time. So whatever their unemployment was, plus the 600, you know, no, actually, that was a week. So that you're looking, what, $2,400 a month. You know, that was 600 a week.
So the problem was, if you put your name in for the COVID pay, they weren't checking to see if you were working or getting paid.
No, not at all.
They were just paying it out. And now they did go back and see that some people were working full time, going to work and getting the $2,000 on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they've recalled a lot of that.
Yes, they've ended up having to recall it.
They're trying to force people to repay all that now. And it's like,
isn't that the messed up part about it? It's here. We're here. You know, that's the three most diabolical words that your government can ever give you is, you know, we're here to help.
Right.
Right.
So, but
I'm sorry, that's four. Process. Never mind. I can't count.
Yeah. But those people were collecting that money. Now they would just, people would just rather stay at home, have them give, pay me to stay home.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, then, now they don't want to go to work.
They want to collect assistance. It's called social assistance or welfare.
Oh,
or,
that's a totally different topic.
Right.
But now
more people are trying to get it because they say there's no employment, which is not true. There's people are in huge demand all over the place.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, the problems that we had too, your mom and pop shops, they made close down because, oh no, COVID's going to get you. But Target, Walmart,
Amazon has done so well.
Record sales.
And I have to say, okay, I don't know if you order off. I'm a frequent Amazon shopper. Mm-hmm. The last maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I have returned about 70% of the products that I'm getting from Amazon. So out of every time I order from Amazon, like 1, 2, 3 items per order, 70% of them go back, like, because they come to me used or damaged or.
Okay, 'cause I was going to say, when you send that back, it literally goes right into the dumpster.
A lot of facilities, no joke.
I can literally walk out of my house, go
it might right be around the corner. The there,
I have two Amazon packaging facilities, literally 2 minutes from my house. I can walk out and I can literally run to one of them.
That's crazy. Because
yeah, and there's two of them there. But literally, like, if you see their, you know, the amount of dumpsters that are behind the building, there was a furniture factory that I went to. Somebody had, like, it was a custom, like, $10,000 couch that literally came in, and for some reason they couldn't take the couch, so they didn't get it. They sent it back to the warehouse, and the guys are pulling it out of the boxes, and they're taking chainsaws, and they're cutting it up and throwing it in the dumpster. Like, what are you doing? They're like,
that's bananas.
Oh, it's garbage. We can't resell it. It's like, well, why not?
They're definitely reselling stuff on Amazon because most of the things that I order, I just ordered the other day, I ordered 4 items. 3 of them I had to send back because they were missing parts. One was missing parts. And 2 of them were used. And it's gross. Like, they're clearly used. Like, I ordered a bottle of refill soap. But I ordered like a refill, like a giant, like, Dial soap, a refill. Someone had taken out the soap and refilled it with water.
And that's a problem too. Because they're not paying attention.
That's what they had sent me. And obviously their quality control doesn't care because when I returned it, they're like, oh, don't bother sending it back to us. We'll just give you a refund. I'm like, oh, okay. So you knew you sent me.
So I've noticed, because I'm new to Amazon, I've noticed on Amazon that some of the stuff you actually have to watch because there is a choice of whether it's, I think there's some spots where it says.
Some have new or used and you choose, right? But a lot of the things are being sold as new.
Right.
And they're coming to you used or damaged, or like, it's just, it's it's just really bad lately. It's just really bad.
For the longest time, I went back and forth to get this for my collection. It was when Afterlife came out. Uh-huh. So to get the retro serial, right?
Oh, the serial.
So the problem was, if you can see the box, how it's all bent and crushed and everything else.
Right.
So instead of, you know, they'll send the tiniest little lip balm in a box where you could fit a small child okay, with all that packaging, triple they'll wrapped. Send that to your house.
Yeah.
They sent this in a manila envelope. So, you know, obviously, you know, as a collector, you know, I don't want it, you know, destroyed. It, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but I mean, when you get something and the whole side is complete. And we went through this about 3 or 4 times where I sent it back. They sent me a new one. And then all of a sudden, like, the package was ripped and cut. I'm like, the cereal's falling out at my front door. You know, send it back again. I said, and then we finally talked to somebody. Yeah. Oh, we promise we'll send it in a box and everything else. And then it just got to the point where I got one. I put it away. The one that's bent up a little, I kind of stuck in the back, you know, of my shelf so you can't see it. But I mean, I was able to get, well, when the family size came out, I was able to get the, you know, the larger size one.
Because it doesn't fit in an envelope.
No, that definitely doesn't fit in an envelope. So, but that came in good condition. But the other one, literally, they put in it, they don't care. You get stuff that's damaged.
I used to accept, like before, if it was a little kind of not, as you said, it doesn't have to be perfect. So, you know, before I would say, oh, okay, it's not that bad. And I wouldn't, because I don't like to return stuff. And I feel like, oh, it's, because one, it's a waste of time. And two, I feel kind of bad about it. But now I don't feel bad at all now. The condition that things are coming to me in, I'm like, nope, return it. Nope, return. Like, what did I order the other day? It was so damaged. Books. I ordered books. There was like coffee spilled all over one of them. And another one had like stickers and all kinds of stuff on it. I'm like, okay, these have been clearly received by another human being and read. Or kept for some time and then they've returned them. Like, why would you, do you not see what you're putting in the bag when I order? Like, why would you send that out to somebody? Like, I sent them back and it's like, you have called customer service and they wouldn't even exchange them. They don't exchange them for you. I'm like, well, why can't you just exchange them? Why do I have to, I had to return them and then repurchase them. And of course the price had gone up. But they don't adjust the price for you.
No, they won't give you a discount.
I'm like, what is the point of ordering from Amazon? And the latest item that I ordered and returned, it's cheaper at Walmart. So I was like, screw it. I'll just get it at Walmart.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's the crazy part about it. It's just, everything has just gone to hell in a handbasket lately. And nobody cares anymore. And that's the sad thing about it. But speaking of those places, like either on TikTok or something, like Google dumpster diving, dude. I'm gonna start doing that.
Is it real? I see people do that.
No, it is.
And Beyond, and they pull real? Or I thought
I have someone that I know that does do it and sells everything on eBay.
Really?
I mean, literally, because it's legal.
I guess so. It's great.
And it's a female. She came down to a thing where she was stopped by the cops, and they were like, "What are you doing?" She's like, dumpster diving, basically. And they were like, okay, fine. You know, we just wanted to make sure, you know, who you were, what you were doing. And she loads up her van, you know, throws all the stuff in there. I think she was at Five Below yesterday. And boxes and boxes of toys and holiday stuff and all this other, she just threw in her van. And it was like,
so the items identify as garbage.
Exactly. So the second it goes into that dumpster, it's fair game.
It's public.
Yeah,
it's just like, so recycling, when we put our recycling out on the curb, there's a guy that goes around and he looks for the pop cans. And
that's not legal here.
See, and
like you can't
take it and then recycle it. Like, they take it to the metal place and they get paid for it.
Yeah, you know, it all depends on how much aluminum's worth nowadays. I mean, yes, metal, because a lot of places aren't taking them. Now we have a problem now with people stealing catalytic converters.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a huge
because
thing.
Of all the different elements that are inside it they get the big bucks for.
Yeah. Sometimes they get $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for them. But like, when you notice that the guy that's coming to you with five or six of them from all different vehicles. Where'd you get them? Oh, junkyard.
Yeah. Oh, I had them in a garage.
No, yeah.
Purelator here. It's one of our shipping companies, like FedEx and okay. Yeah. So Purelator here, somebody broke into the compound and took, I think it was six or seven of the catalytic converters out of the vehicles in the compound.
That's happened to UPS.
Here, that was like 6 months ago. Like, because of how much it's worth.
Yeah, one of the guys at my firehouse, he works for, it's called Bimbo, which is basically, it's a bread company. You know,
the bread company.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Sunbeam or
this is giving me so much material for my stand-up.
The potato bread, all that other stuff. But no, somebody had broken into their yard and went in and cut out like all of the catalytic converters on all of their trucks.
Yeah,
and you know they made all, and I think they did it like once, and they made it halfway through again after they replaced everything.
Wow.
So like these the hard part is they're relentless.
But to go and order new catalytic converters, there's a backlog on them because they're just all the parts. They're so because they weren't making them because they couldn't. Now, anytime you go to order something, you got to wait.
Well, there you go, Steve. You should switch from license plates to catalytic converters.
No.
Yeah, no. Holy fuck, guys. We've been on here for an hour and a half.
Well, time flies when we're having a good time.
Right?
That's quite the threesome.
I think this is the longest I've lasted.
Yeah. That's not what she said.
Well, don't forget, at one point, Darren, as bad as it was, she did leave us alone.
What do you guys got going on new that you want to tell the people, the masses, the 27 people that listen to the show?
I'm hopefully going to be either bringing back obviously I'm not bringing back my old podcast because that's never going to happen.
Okay.
That's another topic. But he's still
another topic. Moving on. Yeah. You've got something moving new on. Coming up?
Oh my God. I'm still waiting on Paul because he still wants to do, you know, he's over in England. We still want to do that style.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on him.
Do your own thing.
I think I'm just going to start, you know.
Yes, I keep telling you.
I think I'm going to start 80s Chaos.
Yes.
You know, and go from there and start doing my own show.
Yes. But
I'm just at that point where I'm tired of waiting for everybody.
Don't wait. Just do.
So hopefully that'll come to fruition soon.
Yeah.
You might know some people that might be willing to help you out to get you going.
Maybe you guys, you can be like my first guest.
Let's do an 80s episode. Yes. Awesome. I would love to be a guest on your
show. I grew up in the 80s. I can handle that.
Well, I mean, I'll be 45 this year. So yeah, you know, it's just something everybody always asks, like, what is it about, you know, the 80s? And it's the 80s, you know, 90s.
You don't have enough time.
The 80s to me are just, I don't know.
It was such a
something
good era.
About that era.
Yeah, it was. It really was the best. It really.
Are you
was
talking street lights, garden hose, and being able to do whatever you want in the neighborhood? Just
I say that stuff to my
pure reckless abandon.
God, I say that stuff to my daughter all the time. It's like, do me a favor, go get on your bike. You know, on a Saturday, go disappear at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't want to see you till 7 o'clock at night.
Well, you
know,
can't do that now.
We don't have the fire whistle that goes off in town anymore because that burnt out years ago. But you know, the street lights, they all come on at a certain time, and you know, as long as you're in the front yard, or if I scream your name out there and you can hear me and you yell back, then we're good. Mm-hmm. You know,
weren't those the times where you could like let your kids, you know, ride their bike to their friend's house and not have to worry that,
especially
like,
during
you know?
The summer, I wouldn't come home for days.
Oh,
and my mom
God.
Would be like, hey, just call, make sure you're, you know, I want to make sure you're alive. And that's
I
it.
I went to school at the end of my street and would walk home for lunch, have lunch, and then walk back to school. And I was like 8 and 9 years old.
Yeah. It's right? Bananas. I definitely wouldn't let my kid do that. No. Door-to-door fucking arm guard.
Well, you could, because all you have to do is give them a tablet and some snacks, and you know they're not going to do anything for hours, so.
Man, where can people find you and reach you and find all your stuff, Darren? Where, what you got?
Simple.
Because you got your DJ stuff too.
Yeah, I've got that going. I'm booked like crazy. I'm getting phone calls left and right for that. But you're in Canada, so that doesn't kind of help me. No. But yeah, if anybody wants to check out, it's 80S_chaos. That's my Instagram for basically for anybody watching the show. You can obviously see some collectibles behind me.
Yeah.
I'm a big avid collector of Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, Goonies. I wish I had a bigger room and I'd fill it with everything 80s.
Wish it was a little bit taller. I'm kind of
limited. fill it with what I can right now.
All right. So 80s Chaos, it's where we can find you. And we'll be looking for your new podcast. And Steve and I will be your first guests. We're very excited. Steve, what you got going on? Where can people find you, reach you?
Well, I'm just Steve Dallaire at Instagram and Facebook. Uh-huh. But I do have coming up, I'm going to be creating a new Facebook and Instagram page for Santa.
Oh, so
yeah. Can you explain that to me real quick? What the whole deal with your Santa is?
What do I do? So about July, I stopped shaving my beard or trimming it up and I let it grow out.
Okay.
And I have a full blown Santa suit and I do video calls with kids beside my Christmas tree. Or I've gone to people's homes and the kids answer the door and I'm standing at the door as Santa and we'll sit down and talk to the kids for, 10, 15 minutes.
And you're wearing pants when you go to these homes?
This time.
It's not just the jacket.
No, this time. Well, it depends on which house I go to. I did actually end up going to a brunch where there was 12 ladies that wanted to get their picture taken with Santa. So I made an appearance there. Uh-huh. And I volunteered at the liquor store to raise money for sick kids dressed as Santa. Oh, so
nice. At the liquor store?
Yeah. Well,
Santa's a bit of a lark.
They were raising money for sick kids. So
I'm about to change in the bucket.
Exactly. So it's something I've just started doing.
Oh, oh, oh.
I love that you do that.
Yeah, so this is all new.
That's awesome. I think then I will definitely have to, check you out. I have a 7-year-old that, never done anything like that. So maybe having her talk to Santa, that would be cool.
So when I do video calls, I take screenshots of the video call and then send the parents the pictures so that they have that on record saying that their kid got to talk to Santa. And I usually, if in that case, Darren, I would have you give me some information, like, your daughter's teacher's name or little things. Make it personal so that way I can ask them specific questions, because as soon as you do it, their eyes light up.
Right, right.
But usually anything, kids lose attention span is like 10, 15 minutes and then it kind of fizzles, right?
So we try to add small facts to a bigger lie to convince a child. So that's what, And we wonder where narcissism comes from. What?
And then who says parents don't lie to their children?
Wrong show, Anna Jenny. This isn't your health and...
This is not mindful health.
So coming up, I'm going to be creating a new Facebook and Instagram page. And I believe I'm leaning towards PTBO Canada or PTBO Santa.
PTBO.
It's the short form for Peterborough.
Oh.
Right where I live.
Right.
So
I wouldn't know. I probably got lost getting there. So
instead of saying Peterborough Santa, I'm just going to go PTBO Santa, which makes it fairly easy. And that'll be on Instagram and Facebook. And we'll be available to do video calls. And if you're local, then I'll come and make an appearance. Or if there's a corporate thing that's happening, if somebody's looking to hire a Santa, that's
now. Do you take donation? Is it something where you get paid for this, and do you donate the money to a specific charity?
Do you
or
tip Santa?
Depends on what I'm doing. If it's for a charity, I will donate my time and let them have it. If it's for a corporation, no, they're gonna pay me.
Yeah, smart man.
Yeah, makes sense. You should do a Christmas in July thing, like a Santa dressed in a little Hawaiian shirt and a little.
So Ginny got quite the kick in October. I hadn't quite got full blown on Halloween. I actually dressed up as a garden gnome and took a bunch of pictures.
Did you see those pictures, Darren?
No.
I think I posted a couple of them. They're so funny. Oh, those gnome pictures are hilarious.
So then I for the first time ever, I went outside my comfort zone and went on a trip down south to the Dominican and took the gnome hat with me and took garden gnome photos down in the Dominican.
So funny.
So yeah, so I stopped trimming my beard in July and let it grow right out. So I have my own beard and
awesome.
Kind of look a little bit like the guy. So works out well.
That's and really
apparently
cool.
I've been told I'm good at it because I have that personality.
You do.
Basically,
are both really good at what you do. Like, I'm really proud of you. And I'm like, I'm semi-confident to call you friends. But I just...
We love you too, Jenny.
I love you both. I love
you're
you.
You're all right.
I'm very proud of you both. And I'm excited for all of the things that you're doing and all the things that you have coming up. And I'll if I remember, I'll put the links in the thing. But otherwise, the show will probably go up tomorrow, and I'll tag you on all of it. And cool. I mean, this is fun. We should do this again. I like the dynamics of the three person.
Yeah, works for me.
Yeah,
and I still have material written down that we didn't even talk about. So excellent. I'm set for the next show.
Part two. Well, we part love two. The we feedback here on the show about. We love the feedback, so don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, join, buy the merch, you know, you do the thing, you know what we do, links in bio, and we'll see you when we see you.
All right,
peace out.
Right, thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Have a good one.